Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Folks, every week we try to highlight what's going on in the greater New Orleans area to include those parishes around Lake Pontchartrain, and obviously St. Tammany Parish being one of the largest and one of the largest economic influencers throughout the region. We spend time with them almost every week now, finding out what's going on there. And Donna O'Daniels joins us, St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce board member and president and CEO of Visit the North Shore. Donna, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you on this beautiful morning.
Absolutely. And it's nice to have good weather. Let me just first start with, I know you guys are still cleaning up a lot of mess on the North Shore. How's that going?
You know, it's going well. The folks in Slidell, all of the governmental officials from the city and the parish have really joined together. And, you know, I think that Slidell is going to be looking a lot better real soon. But I do want to mention just really quickly that if any St. Tammany businesses or residents need resources, they can go to stpgov.org. That's stpgov.org. And there are tons of resources and information on that website for folks who want to, who need repairs, or also people who want to volunteer or to donate to the cleanup efforts.
Awesome for providing that. Thank you so much. Let's start, Donna, if you don't mind. Tell us about Visit the North Shore.
Sure. Well, Visit the North Shore is the official destination marketing organization for St. Tammany Parish. We were actually established in 1976 as the St. Tammany Parish Tourist Commission. So we've almost been around for 50 years, which is pretty cool. And we promote the North Shore as a premier travel destination. We also work collaboratively with the Chamber of Commerce and our other St. Tammany economic partners, which we call STEP, to improve the parish economy and quality of life.
You know, a lot of times we have kind of this insular look, right, that the tourism and hospitality industry is kind of just, you know, the immediate area of New Orleans, the French Quarter, obviously, and so many other things. But that's not necessarily true. There's a lot that a lot of different parishes have to offer on that front. What is it that, what's been y'all's experience? What's been the economic impact? And tell us about tourism on the North Shore.
Yeah, you know, well, when you've got a great city like New Orleans in your backyard, I get this question all of the time. I've actually worked here since 1996 at Visit the North Shore, and I'll meet people and they'll honestly be surprised that we even have an organization that is here solely to promote St. Tammany Parish for visitors. But in reality, it's a huge part of the economy here in St. Tammany Parish. We're the fourth largest visitor economy in the state of Louisiana. We get just under 3 million visitors per year, and they spend over $1 billion. So I like to tell people that that's equivalent to every man, woman, and child from the city of Chicago coming to St. Tammany Parish at some point during a 12-month period, and each of them spending over $300. And ultimately, what all of that spending does for us through the sales taxes that are collected is it's going to save every St. Tammany household about $1,128 in annual taxes. So that's really the economic benefit of the services that we provide. And that's always something that when people do ask me, really, we have tourists and visitors in St. Tammany Parish? And I tell them, yes, and they're actually saving you money. And they say, great, keep doing it.
Yeah, I mean, just if you think about, I know it's not St. Tammany, but if you think about Strawberry Fest that's going on this weekend over in Tangipahoa,
Huge draw,
right? And I know that a lot of folks traveling from here to there will stop in St. Tammany, dine in restaurants and things of that nature, fill up in gas stations, buy goods at a gas station. All of that has an impact, right?
Absolutely. And we would love for them to stop here in St. Tammany on their way to Ponchatoula. I'm a huge fan of the Strawberry Festival. I will be there this weekend with my kids and my granddaughter. So, you know, we work in collaboration with the folks over in Tangi quite frequently. So we help promote each other.
So tell us about the unique opportunities that y'all provide relative to tourism.
You know, one of the things that I think makes St. Tammany such a unique destination is it's not just one city. It's so many different towns and communities, and each one of them is a little bit different and has, you know, something unique to offer, whether it's Old Town and Slidell, which if anybody hasn't been to Old Town lately, and thankfully it was mostly spared from the storms we had a few days ago, but Old Town has really got so much personality. They just opened up an antique umbrella alley where they have umbrellas kind of suspended over the street. It's just really a cool place with lots of great businesses. Then, of course, in Mandeville, you've got the lakefront and all of the great restaurants and dining over there. Downtown Covington is a destination all on its own. Abita Springs is so quirky and funky, and people really enjoy spending time there. Madisonville with the riverfront, all the great seafood restaurants, and then, of course, Folsom in the northern part of the parish, they've got their own little scene going on over there. So it's really a cool place and has a little bit of something for everybody. And of course, you know, we really promote heavily our culinary scene. We have so many great restaurants here on the North Shore, and we know we get a lot of folks from New Orleans who come over just to have a great lunch or dinner. And so we welcome everyone who wants to come over and experience the lifestyle here on the North Shore, even if it's just for an afternoon or a weekend.
Absolutely. Great restaurants on the North Shore, and been able to experience it myself and really enjoy it. What are the other things unique? And I had this conversation several months back with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser about some of the incredible state parks that are over there and the reinvestment by the state in that. And a lot of folks are taking advantage of that as well, right?
Absolutely. You know, we have both Fountain Blue State Park in Mandeville, which is the most visited state park in the state of Louisiana. It's so popular, of course, because of its location right there on Lake Pontchartrain, and it's just a spectacular resource. So that gets tons of visitors. And then also Fairview Riverside State Park, which is in Madisonville, right on the Chifuncta River, and it's a little bit more quiet and less crowded than Fountain Blue is, but it's just beautiful over there. So that's definitely a big part of what is attracting visitors to the North Shore.
Used to camp there as a kid, and it was one
really?
Of my favorite places to go. Yeah, it was quick. You know, it was a quick drive. Dad would hook up the trailer. We'd go over there. It was an hour away. Set up and just had a great time there, and the river's gorgeous.
I talk to so many people all of the time. You know, I'm not originally from St. Tammany. I moved here in the mid-90s from North Carolina, and one of the things that really drew my husband and I here was how much it reminded us of North Carolina with all of the trees and the water. And but I talked to so many people like you who have those memories of coming to the North Shore for a weekend or during the summertime, and they really have fond memories of visiting the North Shore. And that's really been our identity for a long time. I mean, since, you know, since the turn of the 20th century, people have been coming in from New Orleans to take their vacations on the North Shore. So that historic tie-in is really great. And now we've got so many interesting historical things here. You know, probably the most well-known would be the Southern Hotel in downtown Covington, which, of course, was a hotel. I think it originally opened in 1907, and it operated until the mid-60s. And of course, it reopened about 10 years ago, and it has become a huge draw for Covington and for St. Tammany. I think that many of your listeners have probably visited the Southern at some point, even if it was just to step into the Cypress Bar and have one of their cocktails. But it's really become kind of the living room of downtown Covington. It's quite the hangout for both visitors and for locals.
Got a text here that asks, do we still have the Wildlife Center?
So we've got many wildlife centers. They may be referring to Global Wildlife Center, which is out close to Folsom. And yes, yeah, that is absolutely still operational and is such a fun family activity. And so definitely a highlight of any visit to the North Shore, particularly if you've got kids with you.
Absolutely. We did that. Cub Scouts camped out there, went to the Wildlife Center. Had a blast. I understand you guys have a new promotional tagline, Louisiana's Easy Escape. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, we went through a rebranding process in 2023 and got a lot of input. We do a lot of research with our visitors, but we also had the community get involved with it, from local business leaders to elected officials to just community members who wanted to be part of the discussion. And what we really wanted to highlight with that Easy Escape tagline, you know, it's obviously batting an eyelash to New Orleans with the Big Easy, but, you know, we kind of wanted to capitalize on that. We've always been kind of an escape from New Orleans, even for New Orleanians back in the day. And so we just really like to focus on the fact that proximity to New Orleans is a big part of who we are as a destination, but we've also got our own unique thing going on over here. So it's been really a lot of fun. The community has embraced the new brand, and we're super excited about it. We're getting really great feedback.
And there's so much more going on today than say 10, 20 years ago. How do people stay connected with y'all? Because there's a number of fairs, festivals, things that are new that people can stay abreast of what's happening.
Absolutely. So the best way is to go to our website. It's visitthenorthshore.com. We have the most comprehensive calendar of events that are happening on the North Shore. So we probably have just as much local traffic to our website as we do visitors, just so that people can find out, hey, what's going on this weekend? You know, we have on the weekends, we have, of course, farmers markets and all kinds of things that happen every weekend. But, you know, for instance, this weekend, we've got the Spring for Art happening in downtown Covington on Saturday evening from 6 to 9. And so that's when, you know, folks come to Covington, and there are tons of great activities and fun things to do for folks to walk around and stroll and see art and meet artists and enjoy the vibe in downtown Covington. We also have the Maritime Music and Art Festival happening in Madisonville. And then next weekend, the Slidell All-You-Can-Eat Crawfish Festival will be out at Fritchie Park. So there's so many fun things to see and do, and Visit the North Shore is the best place to stay abreast of all of that. But your listeners can also follow us on social media. We have all of the major platforms. Just look for Visit the North Shore, and you'll find us there. And so we provide lots of updates throughout the week about everything that's happening. And one of our newest things, we actually have a podcast. It's called All the Waves, and it gives you kind of a fun and funny, humorous sort of look at life on the North Shore and everything that we're enjoying and that we'd like to invite visitors to come and enjoy as well.
Well, let me just say congratulations to you guys for what y'all do and keeping folks connected to the community there. There's so many incredible things happening throughout the metro area, and the tide rises for everyone, right? I mean, as New Orleans succeeds relative to tourism and hospitality, certainly the outlying parishes do as well. And I know that y'all probably work in concert with Greater New Orleans. I mean, New Orleans and Company.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in tourism, we're all just a big family, basically. So just like I was talking about Tangi and the close working relationship we have with them, it's the same in New Orleans and really with all of the destinations throughout Louisiana, because tourism is a very important part of the economy of the state, as I'm sure Billy Nungesser, our lieutenant governor, has talked about with you. And so, you know, I think all of us who live here in Louisiana are very proud of our state. And New Orleans is definitely the crown jewel, but then there are so many other places in Louisiana and exciting things to see and do. And we just love being part of you know, part of this effort to be ambassadors for our state, if you will, and bring people here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time and your insight. Have a great weekend. Have a good time at Strawberry Fest. I think I'm headed to French Quarter Fest. So.
Well, I don't blame you.
A lot of competing festivals going on this weekend.
It's the truth. I mean, French Quarter Festival will be a fun time for sure. But since my granddaughter lives in Ponchatoula, that's where I'm going to be.
Absolutely. They trump everything else for sure. Grandkids.
You know it.
Don O'Daniel, St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce board member and president and CEO of Visit the North Shore. Have a great weekend. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.